And finally today, for those of you who thought that all South African music was Ladysmith Black Mambazo and Hugh Masekela, get ready for ear adjustment. South Africa also has a lively alternative rock scene, and at the center of it is singer-songwriter Ashton Knight. With his newest album, Ashton Knight may find allies and friends in the alternative scene here as well. Knight, and that's spelled N-Y-T-E, recently left Johannesburg and made the move to St. Louis. His latest CD is called The Valley. The subject matter is pure Johnny Cash, and on the fringes there's a bit of Tom Waits and Bruce Springsteen. Here's the title track.
What miracles come late in December? If miracles ever come at all, is falling like the last beat of heaven. But to believe the sadness calls is to believe the truth.
Ashton Knight recorded The Valley in South Africa, but as you may hear, the mood and style puts you somewhere in Nebraska. The Valley sounds like it could have been recorded there, or in the Southwest, and that's not just me saying that. One South African critic calls the album a sepia-toned film reel of old Western imagery. Ashton Knight is regarded as an indie rock pioneer in South Africa. He grew up during the apartheid years when the alt music scene was new. Traditional South African music was the norm. But Ashton Knight's dad was a big music lover and introduced him to non-South African music. Now, for the first time as a U.S. resident, Knight's touring this country, bringing his take on Americana back to its roots. Today's stop for Ashton Knight, Houston. You can get more details at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Join us again tomorrow for another spin of the world.
Is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston, supported in part by Nan and Bill Harris, committed to supporting objective, unbiased reporting on national and international issues. The Skoll Foundation, supporting social entrepreneurs around the world. Uncommon Heroes, dedicated to the common good. SkollFoundation.org. The WGBH Fund for Environmental Reporting, whose donors include the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting a cooperative approach to solving our critical environmental problems while we still can, and the Candida Fund, furthering the values that contribute to a healthy planet.
PRI, Public Radio International.